Accession number 28453, Reel 5.
Laura Confino, Reel 5. I will talk about my cousin called Helmut Sauter. Now, his mother was my mother's sister, and her name was Gretel. And she had a sweetheart already quite early on, his name was Richard Sauter. And Richard came from a very German family whose mother disliked Jews intensely. And when they got married, she resented it most terribly and made the life of my aunt very, very difficult. But they had one son called Helmut, who was my cousin, of course, who was about 4 years older than myself. And Helmut and I never liked one another as children already. I don't know for what reason, but we just didn't get on well. And his mother died in 1932, the same year as my own mother, and his father died the year after. And then he was mainly brought up by his Christian grandmother. And I think it was very difficult for him to know where he stood, because he had his other grandparents who were Jewish. And so he must have very often felt sort of falling between two stools. But later on, because he was only half Jewish and his father had been Christian, he was able to join the army. And I remember that was the year 38, I think it was, when I saw him in the street. He was coming towards me in uniform, and I remember he looked to the left, I looked to the right, and we passed one another without a word. I mean, wouldn't have been right for us to speak to one another anyway. So anyway, during the war, he fought in the German army, and I did not know anything about him anymore, obviously. And after the war, when I was looking if I could find out anything about my brother, I got one day a letter from the Red Cross saying, "We're happy to inform you that we have found Herbert Oswald Jacobi." So I was immediately suspicious, because I knew if my brother were alive, he would know exactly where to find me in England, because he had the addresses of the English families. And so I wrote back and I said, "Would you please ask the police to send me a copy of his handwriting and a picture so that I can see if this is my brother?" And when I got the answer, it was, I could see that it was my cousin Helmut Sauter. And I was quite shocked, obviously. And I thought, how come that he can't present himself as my brother? And then I found out the whole story, that after the war, he had been kept by the Americans. I don't know what his background had been. But he presented himself in Frankfurt to the Jewish community. And since he knew all the family details, He said that he had lost all his papers during the war, and he was Oswald Jacobi, and he gave his birth, the birth dates, and the grandparents' names and parents' names and dates and everything he knew. And so he was given the identity papers which gave him the right to present himself as my brother. And when I heard about it, I was so angry that I contacted the police and I said that this is a false identity, this is not my brother, and I want this to be looked into. And by that time he had gone to South America to work there, and eventually there was an amnesty in Germany that Germans with some record or other could come back and live in Germany again, which he did, and he then had taken back his own name. And he'd made a statement to the effect that he had taken the name of, he put, instead of Oswald Herbert, he made, called himself Herbert Oswald Jacobi, that had been his cousin who had been deported and obviously had not survived. That now he was taking his own name back again. There was no explanation why. It was just... and the thing that upset me afterwards too was that my grandparents had... There were restitution rights for me anyway, because because they had been deported and what they had lost, and he claimed his right as well as grandchild, which he was, of course. But I thought that was a really nasty thing to do, and so he came to England to see the family and wanted to see me. But I refused. I didn't want to see him. And much later on, I thought maybe that was wrong of me. Maybe I should have heard his story. But this is what I felt at the time. Because he must have had a story to tell which was unique. So that was it. And he got married and lived in the north of Germany, and one day I got an announcement from his wife that he had died of cancer. So that was his story and mine.
It's very upsetting, I would think, that was, you know, bringing all your brother's sort of history and the events back.
Well, I mean, you know, just the idea that he had the cheek, in a way, to go to the Jewish community in Frankfurt and make out that he was my brother. And I thought that was just awful.
Mm-hmm. You were going to tell me about a university professor in Frankfurt.
Oh, yes. Well, he became professor at the Goethe University in Frankfurt, but that was after he had been teacher at the school in Frankfurt, which I had attended. And he made it his special duty to teach the children at the time about what had happened during the Nazi period to Jewish children at school. And through him, I was able to find out eventually about my brother, where he was deported to. And also, he, every time I come to Frankfurt, I see him, and he told me about all the work he had done to make people aware of the Nazi influence, and which he said was still actually noticeable amongst the population. And he found it very difficult during his school life because many of the staff did not agree with what he was teaching. And so he had all kinds of problems. And eventually he said he was kicked upstairs into the university. But he said strange thing is that he's now in charge of teaching coming teachers. And he said he's given him another chance to go back and make sure that they know exactly what had happened and also are able to teach their children again.
How about your own family? You know, your children and your grandchildren. Do you talk to them? Have you made quite sure that they know about the Holocaust and what happened to their family?
Oh, yes, they know indeed, because I have also, as I said, written three books, one about my father's family, one about my mother's family, and one about my brother. And these books are being bound at the moment, and they're each going to have their own copy. And I've taken my grandchildren, most of them there. In next October, I'm going to take the ones who haven't been yet. Mm-hmm. And so that they know exactly what my background is and what the family experience is. And also, I'm going to make sure that they're all going to the exhibition now at the Imperial War Museum, because I think it's a wonderful exhibition which gives a very comprehensive oversight. So this is what I want to do with them now during the holidays.
How would you sum up your feelings towards Germany and the Germans today?
Well, I must say that I have had very good experiences with the people I've come in contact with. When I was in Grünstadt, where my grandfather had his factory, and I was asked to go and attend an exhibition there. I met people there who obviously were most interested in what had happened to the last remaining Jacobi. And I met a lady amongst the group there who asked me what I liked to read when I was a child in Germany. And I said, you know, there were books by Karl May. There were there were stories about sort of like Western American tales. And I said, I absolutely loved those. And a couple of days after, there was a knock on my hotel door, a room door, and there stood this lady, and she said, I've got a present for you. I said, do come in. And she had found one of the, there was a whole series of these books, and she'd found one which she gave to me on the spot. And I thought, well, look what people will do. That's something really lovely. And so I met many people who were very nice to me, but I had one or two nasty experiences, and that was in Frankfurt. There is a restaurant in Sachsenhausen, which is the